Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The GOP takes control of the Senate, and many Republican governors are voted into office. A huge shift has taken place in America. Hi, I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Sean Akers, who is the dean of the Helms School of Government at Liberty University. Sean, this is a major shift that took place during this election. Not only do the Republicans control both houses, but they also had a number of governors that were swept into office during this election.
You know, Matt, 32 out of 50 governors now are Republican governors, which without going with one party or another, that really shows a shift toward conservative ideas and a rejection of the kind of the liberal promises that have carried the day for the past few years. This was a real sea change last night.
Well, in fact, some of the people, as they were coming closer to the election day, the Democratic pundits were saying, well, it's not real clear how much the Republicans are going to gain or if they'll gain the Senate because the races are tightening. And there may be a runoff, for example, in Georgia that lasts until February, so we may not know who controls the Senate. Well, the candidate in Georgia trounced the Democratic opposition, has more than enough, so there'll be no runoff in that state. Right now, the polls are showing that, and the results are showing that the Senate is not only just 51% votes of the Republicans, but 53, perhaps even 54. Who knows what the final count will be, but we do know that it's a major win. I think Alaska will be in that category, mm-hmm. So I think there's no question you've got at least 53 Republican seats in the Senate.
You know, the questions didn't come up where everybody anticipated that they would. They thought that some places like Georgia would be in play and would be contested, but what we found is places that we thought would be solidly Democratic, like Virginia. We didn't expect that to be a close race, and it's turned out to be an incredibly close race.
Yeah, Virginia's incredibly close, just separated by a few thousand votes. People were writing off Virginia as though that was clearly in the Democratic column. West Virginia has now the first woman elected to the United States Senate, and she's a Republican. Arkansas, Tom Cotton, defeated longtime Senator Democrat Mark Pryor. You have in Ohio and in other places around the country, if you look outside the Senate, you've got John Kasich won for governor. You got Charlie Crist in Florida. You got Nikki Haley in South Carolina. But you also have the governorships going Republican in Massachusetts mm-hmm. and in those North mm-hmm. New England states that really surprised some people.
You know, Matt, but there's a very logical explanation for that. One of it may be a rejection of existing policies, but the other is that Republican governors have done a fantastic job of leading their states to prosperity. The states that are doing the best in the United States have been under Republican leadership. So when the people are making these decisions, it's not been very difficult to say where the job's going, where the business is going, and where are things going, heading in the right direction. And you saw the nation kind of make some decisions more forcefully than many predicted in these governor's races.
Well, you had the Democratic candidates running from President Obama, and on the morning of after the election, I saw some Democratic pundits on CNN that were saying, well, the reason they lost is that they ran away from the Democratic base, and they ran away from President Obama. So it's amazing how they want to spin things. The Democrats knew they had to run from Obama because of his failed policies. That's why so many Democrats were defeated and so many Republicans were put into office. The American people are tired of Obama's tactics and liberal radical agenda. They're tired of a democratically controlled Senate with Harry Reid that doesn't take up the votes. They're not going to be able to say anymore that the Republican Party is the party of no. In fact, the Republican Party put so many pieces of legislation into the Senate chamber that just didn't go anywhere because Reid would not take them up for a vote. So now what they're saying is, well, they should have actually embraced these failed policies even more so, and that's why they lost. It's amazing how the Democratic liberal pundits are trying to spin the results of this election.
Yeah, it's understandable. They've been handed a hard task to try to defend something like this and explain the poll results. But in reality, Matt, it's not a very mysterious thing. Utopian ideas have a very short shelf life. You can get people excited about them, but then when they don't work, people figure it out very quickly, and they're more apt to return to solid ideas that do produce results.
Well, the Republicans picked up seats in Arkansas, Colorado, which is interesting. We'll talk about that in a minute. Montana, North Carolina, South Dakota, West Virginia. Alaska is going to be into that category as well. In Kentucky, for example, there was what the pundits were saying was a hotly contested race between Senator Mitch McConnell and his Democratic challenger. And at the end of the night, Mitch McConnell trounced his opposition.
Mm-hmm.
And you have one of the first ones that was clear was obviously him in Kentucky. He won re-election. And he was joined by Tom Cotton in Arkansas, who unseated Senator Mark Pryor, Cory Gardner, who was a representative, and he became a United States Senator. In Colorado, he unseated Senator Mark Udall. Some people were saying that was really surprising because of the young vote and the Hispanic vote. They thought that that was all going to go Democratic,
mm-hmm.
and it went the absolute opposite direction. And then you also had Tom Tillis, who defeated Senator Kay Hagan, an incumbent mm-hmm. in North Carolina. And you have West Virginia, Representative Shelley Moore Capito, and she ultimately... We have a Republican woman in West Virginia mm-hmm. and a Republican woman for the very first time.
You know, Matt, one of the amazing things about this is that it's very, very difficult mathematically to unseat an incumbent. So when you see a win or a loss, that's one thing. But when you see that many incumbents losing their seat, it really does begin to share the mind of the people with you. And we saw a tremendous amount of that last night.
Yeah, we did. You know, and Senator Mary Landrieu, mm-hmm. who is a Democratic senator in Louisiana, she's now headed to a runoff against a Republican challenger. So that seat could still go Republican. And if that seat goes Republican, with Alaska adding to 53, if the runoff in that particular race in Louisiana goes Republican, that could be 54 seats. So this is an amazing scenario that happened in the United States Senate. Now, what this also means is judges. You know, what the Democrats did, you remember, is they got rid of the filibuster.
Mm-hmm.
So all you need is 51
yep.
votes in the United States Senate to block or to affirm a justice or any federal judge to the bench.
Mm-hmm.
That means that for the next 2 years, the Republicans could really have a significant voice in who's going to be sitting on these benches in these liberal appointments that Obama has been putting on the bench can be blocked by this Senate controlled now by the Republicans.
You know, that's been a voice that's been all but missing. It's been such a one-sided affair that there really hasn't been a counterpart to what the administration wanted to do with the appointment of these judges. So this really is, that's a significant game changer over the coming months.
It is, and we want, in fact, I just signed on to a letter that will be going to the United States Senate and the leadership now, the Republican leadership, not to reinstitute the filibuster.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it would be just like some of the Republicans to say, well, let's reinstitute it. Well, the Democrats are the ones who did the nuclear option. They
right.
took it out so they
right.
could literally put three liberal judges on the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals, and they were successful in doing so. Now that the Senate is controlled by the Republicans, the Democrats are going to have a taste of their own medicine. You can go to Liberty Counsel's websites, lc.org, for more information on family, faith, and freedom, or libertycounsel.com for information on how you can be involved. Again, the website is libertycounsel.com, and there are two different email sources, the Grassroots Action email for Liberty Counsel and the Grassroots Action email for Liberty Counsel Action. Liberty Counsel is our 501c3. Issue advocacy group is the Liberty Counsel Action, which is our 501c4. So you can get both of those emails. They touch on different issues. I encourage you to sign up for both. That'll help you be involved. Our constituency has been very involved in voting. We'll find out what our constituency did during this midterm election, but in the 2010 midterm election, we had nearly 90% voter turnout of the people who are supporters of Liberty Counsel, and that's through multiple states, some states as high as 95%+ of the people who support Liberty Counsel turned out to vote. I think it's going to be as high or higher for this current midterm election that we just experienced. This has been a major sea change, and it is good for the country. For more information, go to libertycounsel.com or lc.org.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.